I know this is startling. I'll give you a moment to take in your situation. Yes, that is your body over there. You have indeed passed on. I understand you're upset. Humans rarely have a calm reaction to their death, even those who know they're going to die. Death is something no one can escape from, yet very few humans give it much thought because, well, it's terrifying to think of. There is no resuscitating you. My condolences. I don't mean to upset you further, but lying to you or giving you false hope of being alive again would be far crueler than telling you the truth. You are dead. But please, don't be filled with fear. I'm here to guide you into the afterlife. There is no rush right now to pass to the other side, though. Please, take the time you need to process what is happening. I'm going to guess your loved ones don't know. You only passed very recently. I don't have control of when they find your body. Seeing as you passed away peacefully in your sleep, it won't be nearly as alarming as some others I've come across in my infinite amount of time. Correct. I am what you humans refer to as the Grim Reaper. I don't have a name other than that. I'm a creature whose sole purpose is to help those move on, no matter how long it takes. I'm here to listen, to console, and to follow you wherever you may go. Why, yes, I've followed quite a few people. They will take trains and planes and hide in cars going across countries and continents to see things one last time. Sometimes it's a person they wish to say a one-sided goodbye to, or a place they never got to visit during their lifetime. You humans have such a wide range of people and things you hold dear. It's incredibly humbling to be able to be a part of your experiences. No, we don't have to go anywhere right this moment. Please, let your emotions out however you may need to. But you should know I can't be injured, so fighting me will only be a waste of your time. You're doing just fine, my friend. I do find that humans can calm down quicker if they aren't in the same room as their body. Would you like to go to a different room? Feel free to guide me. You may not be surprised at how often I get asked that. I don't carry a scythe. The origin of the name of Grim Reaper is from 14th century Europe, during the time of the plague. The scythe you humans imagine me carrying with me is specific to that time. In agriculture, back then, harvesters would use a scythe to harvest crops, reaping them, in other words. And with a scythe, I would reap souls from the earth. That is where the connection comes from. No, absolutely not. I'm not here to reap your soul. That's what you humans have come up with. When I guide you into the afterlife, you will feel no pain. You have nothing to fear from me, my friend. Unfortunately, all your possessions will have to remain here. You don't possess a body. Attempting to pick anything up is folly. Again, I'm not trying to be cruel. I only wish to be honest with you. I've never died. I can't truly understand what you're feeling. You're right. All I can do is empathize with your situation as I have with countless others. I remember every single one of you. I can recall with 100% accuracy the name of everyone I've guided. You matter to me just as much as them. I will always carry this experience with me and look back on you fondly. Don't mistake my inability to understand what dying is like for not caring about you or your situation. You're very welcome, my friend. Watching the sunrise is an excellent choice. Let's do that. It should be coming up any moment now. This plane of existence truly is beautiful. I hope you've enjoyed your time here on this earth. The good, the bad, even including the downright ugly. Because it all feeds into each other. The ugly ultimately leads into good times. I've heard much of the same from others. I'll tell you a short story of a woman I met who suffered a lot in her lifetime. Her illness kept her from achieving many dreams she held, a sad reality for a lot of humans. She too felt she didn't matter, and her life didn't have much meaning in the scope of things, especially compared to others. She sobbed for a long time upon my arrival, lamenting not having done more. But then, we went around visiting those she loved. That's when it became clear to her life isn't always about things we achieve, such as a successful career or becoming a national figure. While those achievements are admirable, the effect she had on those around her stayed with me for a very long time. Even with her illness keeping her in constant pain, she managed to be a bright light in others' lives. She listened as they shared stories about her during her funeral, even laughing along with them when they would laugh. People she met only a couple times remembered her. They cared about her. The point I'm trying to get at with this is you have affected many lives positively. We don't usually pay attention to how our small kind gestures affect others, but I know for a fact through her how many people carry those gestures with them forever. You mattered so much to people you loved and to people who were only passerbys in your life. Don't grieve for what you were unable to accomplish. Be proud of what you did, who you were. Here's the sunrise. A new day is here. And my new friend, even under these circumstances, I am so glad to be sharing it with you.